The forced separation of Indigenous children from their parents. Australia. From the final report of the National Inquiry into the separation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families. So the next thing I remember was that they took us away from there, and we went to the hospital, and I kept asking because the children were screaming, and the little brothers and sisters were just babies, of course, and I couldn't move. They were all around me, around my neck and legs, yelling and screaming. I was all upset, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know where we were going. I just thought, well, they're police. They must know what they're doing. I suppose I've got to go with them. They're taking us to see Mum. You know, this is what I honestly thought. They kept us in hospital for 3 days. And I kept asking, when are we going to see Mum? And no one told us at this time. And I think on the third or fourth day, they piled us in the car. And I said, where are we going? And they said, we are going to see your mother. But then we turned left to go to the airport. And I got a little panicky about where we were going. They got hold of me, and I got a little baby in my arms, and they put us on the plane. And still they told us we were going to see Mum. So I thought she must be wherever they're taking us.